Genesis 43:11. And their father Israel said to them, "If it must be so, then do this. Take some of the best fruits of the land in your vessels and carry down a present for the man, a little balm and a little honey, spices and myrrh, nuts and almonds." For a few minutes this morning, I want to take a phrase from this verse and talk about carry a little honey. I invite you to open your Bibles to Genesis 43 as we look at this text. Follow along. If you have any questions about anything we say or do this morning, please feel free to ask me after the service. So for the text in Genesis 43:1, for the background, "And the famine was sore in the land, and it came to pass when they had eaten up the corn which they had brought out of Egypt, their father said unto them, Go again, buy us a little food." And this is Jacob or Israel. "And one of his sons, Judah, spake unto him, saying, The man did solemnly protest unto us, saying, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you. If thou wilt, send our brother with us, and we will go down and buy thee food. But if thou wilt not send him, we will not go down, for the man said unto us, Ye shall not see my face, except your brother be with you." This is an interesting phrase here, "you will not see my face." This expression meant that the sons of Jacob would not be permitted into Joseph's presence at all without Benjamin. To see Joseph's face in court language meant to get an audience with him or to be permitted to be in his presence. Only ministers of the very highest rank were permitted to be in the ruler's presence except by special permission. Jesus declared to the angels of the little children, "Their angels do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven." Matthew 18:10. The same being a recognition of the fact that angels of the face were the highest ranking ministers in ancient kingdoms. So we understand from history and from other books in the Bible, people, if they were not called by the king or the official, if they went before the person, there is the possibility that they would be put to death. And Joseph, and they didn't know he was Joseph, but told his brothers, "You will not see my face unless you bring your other brother with you. You will not be permitted to come before me unless you bring him." Verse 6, "And Israel said, Wherefore dealt ye so ill with me as to tell a man whether you had yet a brother?" He said, why did you even tell him you have a brother? "And they said, The man asked us straitly of our state and of our kindred, saying, Is your father yet alive? Have you another brother? And we told him according to the tenor of these words, could we certainly know that he would say, Bring your brother down? And Judah said unto Israel, his father, Send the lad with me, and we will arise and go, that we may live and not die, both we and you, and also our little ones, and I will be surety for him. Of my hand shall you require him, if I bring him not unto thee, and set him before thee. Then let me bear the blame forever. Except we had lingered, surely now we would have returned the second time." And their father Israel said unto him, "If it must be so, now do this. Take some of the best fruits in the land and your vessels, carry down the man a present, a little balm, a little honey, spices, myrrh, nuts, and almonds." So Jacob told them, carry a little honey. I would suggest that that's good advice for us today. Not literally, but figuratively. We need to carry a little honey. Jacob had been through enough troubles in his life that he learned some lessons about dealing with people. You think about all the problems that his sons had caused for him, and how he said that his sons made his name stink among the other nations. They did some very evil and wicked things to other groups of people. But he had learned, as he's coming toward the end of his life, how to get along with people, how to influence them, and you need to use a little honey. Well, that brings up the question, where can we get honey? Psalm 19:7, David knew the answer. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing in the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Friends, the word of God is honey to us. It's sweeter than honey. It's sweeter than the honeycomb. And in Psalm 119, verse 103, how sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. You see, we get our honey from the word of God, and we should have an abundant supply of honey, something we need to have. Colossians 3:16, Paul writes, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. You see, we need to have this word. We need to have this honey in our heart. We need to have it with us all the time. If we come in a situation and we've got to run and grab our Bible to see what to do, it's too late. We've got to have that word in our heart. There are benefits of having God's word in our heart. There are benefits of honey. 1 Samuel 14:29, then said Jonathan, my father hath troubled the land. See, I pray you, how mine eyes have enlightened because I tasted a little of his honey. Honey strengthens us. But you think about sarcasm, ridicule, bitterness, that should not be in someone's vocabulary of a Christian. Yet that is oftentimes how we hear people talk. Just carrying, joking too far, using sarcasm, then it turns into bitterness. The way the other person, the sender may not mean anything by it, but the receiver takes it the wrong way. It's not going to strengthen them. We need to use honey. Knowing his sons as Jacob did, he could well have meant not only take a little honey in your jars, take a little sweetness in your soul. Do not be your usual angry, bitter, unpleasant self. And you think of the irony of this. Their usual angry, bitter, unpleasant self, they are going before their brother Joseph, that they did not know as their brother, who they had plotted to kill, and they threw him into a well and then sold him to a traveling band of Ishmaelites. Jacob knew what his sons had been like. Why should we carry a little honey? First, we ought to do it for our own sake. It's not enough to be good. Most of us know people that are morally good, but very disagreeable. They don't do anything that we can say that's wrong. They just aren't sweet people. They have strength of character, but not beauty of soul. We need to work on the beauty of our soul. They are religious, but they lack attractiveness and cheerfulness. If you have the most important thing in the world, and we do, the Word of God, we have the key to a person's happiness, a key to a person's eternal life after this life. If we have the most valuable treasure and we're carrying it around, but we are unapproachable and we talk and behave in such a way that people are not going to want to approach us and ask us about that hope that is in us, there's something that we're missing. Some people are religious but lack attractiveness and cheerfulness. Not talking about being pretty, but you see some people that are just outgoing. You want to be around that person. So we should demonstrate joy, peace, and tranquility of a Christian. Our peace and tranquility should come from the honey of God, from His Word, not from the medicine cabinet in the bathroom. And I've heard this point made before, because we are just bombarded when we turn on the TV at night with all the pharmaceutical companies. They've got a pill from A to Z. And someone I heard make this point years ago, he said, you know, God would be a cruel God if He let man exist for 10,000 years till He came up with this magic pill to solve all of our problems. Now, I'm not saying that people should not use medicine, but so many of our problems are not physically related, but sin related. And when we take care of the sin, those problems go away. A person who is a chronic complainer, disillusioned, pessimistic, needs to seriously examine his or her life. We need to go to the Bible. We need to spend more time in the Bible than going to our medicine cabinet. We admit that there's enough in this world to make somebody sour, cynical, bitter, sad. However, with the people in the world, that's sad that people are like that. However, we see that attitude creep into the church, into the brotherhood. And again, we are not going to win souls with an attitude like that. Often the greatest problem is our own attitude, not the objective situation. So something out here happens, that's one thing. How we react to it is something else. The story is told of these two shoe salesmen that went to Africa to sell shoes. The first one said, "Bring me home. Nobody wears shoes here." The second one sent a message, "Send me 2,000 pairs of shoes immediately. Nobody wears shoes where I am." You see, it all depends on how we look at it. Is the glass half empty or half full? We could say, nobody in New Lebanon wants to know what the Bible says. Or we could say, everybody in New Lebanon needs to know what the Bible says. We need to carry a little honey. And back to these shoe salesmen. If somebody walked up to you and they were selling you something, and they whatever it is, this box of something, and they said, "You don't want to buy this box of something, do you?" And they just approach you with a negative attitude, "You don't want to buy this, do you?" You'd most likely say, "No, I don't think I do." We want to present things with a little honey. Jesus knows better than any of us the dark clouds and shadows of life. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He felt loneliness that none of us have ever felt. He was deserted by men. He was forsaken of God. He was misunderstood. He was mocked. He was mistreated. He was murdered by his enemies. But what did he say? He said, "My peace I leave with you." And James said, "Count it all joy when you fall into divers trials." James 1:2. And this is not only a command, but it gives encouragement to carry a little honey. We need to do it not only for our own sakes, but for the sake of others. And since there are so many things in this life that bring disappointment, discouragement, despair, many need our help and encouragement. You think about all the people you run into each day that have problems. They need solutions to their problems. Friends, a lot of times we can help them with their problems. We need a little honey of encouragement. Hebrews 12:12, "Therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees." There are people out in the world that need an encouragement. There are people in the church that need encouragement. We need to be those encouragers. Paul says in Galatians 6:2, "Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." So does anybody here have burdens today? Would you rather I help you carry your burdens with a little honey or with a little vinegar? We want somebody to help us with a little honey. 2 Corinthians 1:3 says, Paul wrote, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ." So God is the Father of mercies and God of all comforts us. Of comfort. God comforts us. What do? We in turn should comfort someone else. We see this different milestones in people's lives sometimes. Somebody loses a mate, they lose a parent, they lose a child. It's a terrible tragedy. And then someone else does that. And how does God comfort this other person? He comforts this other person by this person that has gone through that event already. This person can comfort this one now because I know what it feels like to lose a mother, a father, a brother. The God of all comforts, as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. We need to carry a little honey of encouragement and appreciation. We need to appreciate and tell each other, "I appreciate you." We need to do that more often. And I'm not talking about sin right now, and I'm not talking about compromise. I'm talking about our brothers and sisters that need our help, all of us, and talking about the outsider. We need to carry honey with us. Where have our manners gone? So this was a number of years ago. This phrase, "it's my pleasure," it really struck me when I was on a business trip. And so many hotels, you know, you go to and people say please or thank you. Some of them kind of have an attitude like they're forced to say it. And I was at this one hotel in Miami, and everybody there, you turned around and you'd ask for this or that, and they would say, "It's my pleasure. It's my pleasure." And they really meant it. They meant it. And when we serve God, somebody asks us to do something, we should say, "It's my pleasure." You ask some people today to do something, and what kind of responses do you get? Sometimes nothing, or they grunt, or they say, "No problem, no problem." We need to use a little honey. You know, it's not so much the greatness of our troubles as the littleness of our spirit which makes us complain. It's not so much the greatness of our troubles, but the littleness of our spirit which makes us complain. You can see somebody go through all kinds of things, and you don't know what they're going through unless you know, or unless they tell you, or unless you ask them, "So what's going on with you today?" And then you see other people, there's a little bump in the road, and their whole day they're telling everybody about all their problems they have. That's not the greatness of their trouble. That's the littleness of their spirit. We need to have a bigger spirit. Well, we need to carry a little honey in the home. There'd be a great deal more wonderful things done and fewer problems of all kinds if we carry a little honey in the home. By some strange quirk, many of us show less appreciation, courtesy in the home than we do anywhere in life. Again, sometimes we take people for granted, or we don't have the proper We never learned the proper way because we didn't have the proper example. We could come up with different excuses, but you see the way some husbands treat their wives or wives treat their husbands or parents their children. Parents just being mean to their children back-talking. We need to carry a little honey in the home. We need to carry a little honey. Some do carry a little honey in the home, in the church, and social relationships. They recognize good, encourage any effort that is right, show appreciation and praise for even the small things. That's something, you know, we have a wonderful congregation. And I tell you, one thing that would make it even more wonderful, and it wouldn't be hard at all to do, is just start. And thank you, Jim. You did a really good job leading the singing. Thank you, David. Thank you, Ryan. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And start thanking people. And it builds everybody up. How do we learn about this? Acts 4:13 gives us a clue. They took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. Friends, we got to get with Jesus. We got to get in his book. We got to get in his word. Those who are born with a sunny disposition may not need to have credit for being sweet. So some people, their basic nature, personality is sunny and outgoing. There are others of us, we got to work on it a bit. And then there are some people, they've got a tendency to gripe, complain, find fault. They've got to work a little bit harder. Some people, 100 things can be right, and they'll find that one thing that's wrong, and they focus on that one thing. Friends, we need to carry a little honey. And we can do it as we live closer to the Lord. The more we really let the life of Christ be manifest in our flesh, 2 Corinthians 4:11, the more we will carry a little honey. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. We have to manifest, let Christ be demonstrated in the lives that we live. Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 5, for in this manner, and he's talking about letting Christ be manifest in the life of a wife, for in this manner in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous. This is how we carry honey. We be of one mind. We have compassion for one another. Love as brothers, tender-hearted, courteous. Well, we need to carry a little honey in the church. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God in Christ forgave you. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. This is what we were talking about in class this morning, being imitators, being followers. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us, giving himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Friends, we are to be a living sacrifice, and no matter what we do, it doesn't come anywhere close to the sacrifice that Christ made for us, giving up heaven, coming down to live in the flesh and to die for our sins. The Hebrew writer tells us in chapter 12, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. And again, root. It's that little word, that little seed is planted, the roots start growing down, the sprout starts growing up, and before you know it, it's grown in to something really big. James, in James chapter 3, talking about bitter envying. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above. It is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. John tells us in 1 John 4, verse 20, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, that he who loves God must love his brother also. He's got to carry a little honey. He's got to have a little honey in his life. Friends, we need to carry a little honey in the world. There are some people that they just aren't fun to be around. We want to make sure we are not one of those people. And we've got to think, how are we going to be a positive influence in the world if our countenance, our speech, our behavior is anything less than Christ-like? You know, there's the old joke. Some people can walk into a room and they brighten the room. Some people can walk out of the room and the room brightens. It's brighter because the person left. We recognize that. So Jacob's advice to his sons to carry little honey was good advice. And it's good advice for us also to carry little honey. What is honey? It's the Word of God. We don't carry it like we carry our Bible. We carry it in our life. We carry it in our heart. We manifest it. We manifest it in our attitude. We manifest it in our speech, in our countenance, in our actions. We need to carry it for ourselves. We need to carry some for others. We need to carry it in our home. We need to carry it in the church. We need to carry it in the world. Friends, Jesus is coming. He's coming back. Are you ready? Have you been carrying honey? Have you been sharing honey, the Word of God, with others? Do you want to see the face of Jesus? Think about that. That's back where we started. When Judah told Israel, he said, we cannot see the man's face unless we go back with this boy. We cannot see his face. We cannot have an appearance before this powerful man. You want to be before that powerful man. And you see, friends, when we sin, God turns his face away from us. And we want to be in that relationship where we can look on God's face. Isaiah 59:2, but your iniquities have separated you from your God. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he will not hear. Friends, we need to make our life right. We want to be like those angels in heaven that are always beholding the face of the Lord. Friends, if there's anyone here this morning who needs to respond to the gospel invitation, we invite you to come forward now as we stand and sing.